If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are talking this week about the reality of getting prepared for Advent, which starts next week. It's kind of interesting because Advent usually starts the week after Thanksgiving. Usually the Sunday after Thanksgiving is the first Sunday of Advent, but things are a little bit different this year just because the way the numbers work out, so we all know that. So this is a good week for us to prepare for Advent. Now, yesterday I talked about a way to look at the new gospel, the gospel for this year, and that is the Gospel of Mark. And so it's an interesting way to look at it. And by the way, we did an interview a while ago, last year, for Mark Hart, or with Mark Hart, who every year introduces a book called One Sunday at a Time. And it's a book to kind of go over the, well, not to kind of, to actually go over the readings for the upcoming Sunday. Well, because there's a three-year cycle of Sunday readings, every year for 3 years is different. Those who happen to may be interested in the book last year, well, there's a new book out. It comes from Ave Maria Press, by the way. And by the way, this is not a paid endorsement or anything else, so just so you know that. It comes from Ave Maria Press, and they are AveMariaPress.com, and you can check. It's from Mark Hart. He's known as the Bible Geek. You can hear him on the Lino Rulli's Catholic Guy show. I say Lino Rulli's Catholic Guy show because there's a Catholic guy apparently in Australia. Well, there are a lot of Catholic guys all over the world, but there's a program called The Catholic Guy in Australia. And Lino Rulli is on Sirius XM on the Catholic Channel, and Mark Hart has always been a regular guest over there. So anyway, Mark Hart, the Bible Geek, has that. And that's, again, to prepare yourself for each coming Sunday, which is something to look forward to. Now, one of the things we do we have the Missalettes. So one of the things that people may do is they may look over the readings for the following Sunday. Obviously, I do that in preparations for the readings, but they'll look over the readings for the following Sunday. And I already talked to you about the fact that this year the readings are from Mark, which is the shortest gospel. So one of the ways to do that is to put together an understanding in light of all, you know, as a writer would do, all the other experiences that you may have besides the scene that is described. And I told you yesterday about maybe what would the wind be like, what would the sun be like, and all of that. And I'm speaking that as someone who has never been to the Middle East. My voice has. I've done the voiceovers. I'm the fill-in voiceover man for Terra Santa News in English, so occasionally I do those. But anyway, that's one of the things to look at. How are you going to look at each Sunday this year? And also, what are you doing to prepare for the new liturgical year? Well, one of the things to do, and this is definitely the week to do it, is look at where you were last year. And this is one of the great things about Thanksgiving, one of many things, is what were things like last Thanksgiving? So you can look at where you were last year, where you are this year, and then think of where you'd like to be next year. So this is a good week to do that. One of the things I'm going to encourage you to do is to go to church on Sunday, if you don't always do that. And I know there are people who are listening to the program right now who may be Catholic but don't go to church. They may be Catholic and do go to church. And they may be formerly Catholic and don't go to church, and for different reasons. Well, this is a good time to look at that church practice and to consider, if you're not going to church, to go to church. And there's a little offer about that on the other side of the break, but we'll talk about that in a minute. And why is it important? Well, one of the things people will say is, well, I don't go to church, Father, because, you know, I don't get anything out of it. And then one of the trite responses are, well, you know, if you don't put anything into it, you're not going to get anything out of it. That's a trite response, and it really doesn't reflect anyone who's listening. So, no, I don't want to get into that whole discussion, except to say this. Not only is it important for you to be there to experience what the Lord wants to do for you, it's also for you to share your presence with others. I'll talk about that on the other side of the break as well. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
Hey, don't forget, if you like our program, let other people know where they can find us. You can find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform, so check that out. CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform, whichever one you want to choose. And don't forget, you can also hear us on our parish website, stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. Hey, you know what? If you want to come to experience Mass at St. Anthony in Alston, and I'm going to tell you, if you're already going to church in a Catholic parish, that's fine. I'm not telling you to leave there and come here. But if you're not going to church in a Catholic parish and you want to experience Mass at St. Anthony in Alston, and you don't want to, you're not ready to donate yet, you're not ready to put into the collection, here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. Come to Mass and take a piece of paper, give me any kind of piece of paper, and write on the paper, radio, and put that in the collection. That way, it's just like you coming to experience, gee, I haven't been to Mass in a while. I want to go to Mass. I live in the Boston area. Why don't I go check out St. Anthony? And that way, I'm not asking you to contribute. You know why I do that, by the way, is people say, well, the only thing the Catholic Church wants is my money. That's not true. And it's kind of the theme of what we're talking about is your presence and coming to church. So 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, you have a standing invitation to that 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass, write the word radio on a piece of paper, and come to Mass and check that out. So anyway, what we're talking about is specifically that this is a good time to look at attending Mass and look at the reality of it's not only that you come to Mass maybe to get something out of Mass, but your presence builds others. I swear to this day, I really swear, you may know my story, but I took 5 years of French in junior high school and high school. Can't speak a word of French today except for what I like to say. I'd like an au bon, I'd like a croissant at au bon pain. That's all I know. And a few other words, actually. But I swear one of the reasons why I speak Spanish today was an inspiration is my Spanish teacher who in English, I mean English, yeah, my Spanish teacher in Weymouth, where we did speak English, but in Weymouth was Mr. Player, wonderful guy at Weymouth North High School in Massachusetts in the early to mid 70s. And he was a wonderful guy. He used to go to Mass at Immaculate Conception Church, where I used to go to Mass also in Weymouth. And, you know, it was, I really swear that was an inspiration. So keep that in mind, but always realize that your presence at Mass is powerful too. So that's why always think of that. And I'm not just talking about St. Anthony. I'm talking about any, you know, you might be listening to this program from wherever, and you might listening on the podcast, and you might be in Fairbanks, Alaska. Well, you're not going to come to Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston. We all know that here in Massachusetts. But you may want to say, you know, maybe I'll check out what it's like to go to a Catholic Mass. And we obviously celebrate Mass in the way that Mass is celebrated in the present time. So we don't do a Latin Mass. There were people that say, oh, only go to the Latin Mass. I'm not one of those people, and I wouldn't encourage you to. There were people that do. But, you know, the regular Mass of the Catholic Church is what is known as the Paul VI Mass, which is what we celebrate. And we actually, the 10 o'clock Mass, we actually are in a chant. The way the Mass is set up is people respond. So you have a response. So the priest says something, people respond. We do all that in chanting in what is known as the liturgy of the Eucharist. And your presence there is extremely important. Whatever Mass, whatever parish Mass. So consider that. And do consider not only being a part of whatever parish you are nearby, but also to participate. If they have coffee and donuts after Mass, which we're going to start over at St. Anthony, then come to coffee and donuts after Mass as well and talk to people. And then if they have, if they're looking for people to be Eucharistic ministers or altar servers, remember, an altar server does not have to be a child. Always keep that in mind. Adult altar servers are wonderful, and that's what we are asking for at St. Anthony. So for our 10 o'clock Mass. So little things like that. Always keep in mind that, it's important to realize that your presence is important at Mass. And as we get into Advent, you might want to think of that. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.